You would please remain standing and open up to Matthew chapter 1 as we have completed now Revelation. We're back in the beginning of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 1. This is found in the Bibles provided on page 1139. 1139. Hear the word of the Lord. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren, and Judas begat Phares, and Zerah of Tamar, and Phares begat Ezram, and Ezram begat Aram, and Aram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rechab. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah, and Solomon begat Rehoboam, Rehoboam begat Abiah, and Abiah begat Asa, and Asa begat Josaphat, and Josaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Uzziah, and Uzziah begat Jotham, and Jotham begat Achaz, and Achaz begat Ezekias, and Ezekias begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Amon, and Amon begat Josias, and Josias begat Jeconias and his brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begat Abiad, and Abiad begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, and Azor begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Achim, and Achim begat Eliud, and Eliud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Methan, and Methan begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ went on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. This chapter divides into two, the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and then the latter part, the birth of Jesus Christ. The genealogy here should not confuse you, my dear children, when you see differences with that which is in Luke. Matthew is that line of adoption through Joseph and his line. That's why the Holy Spirit puts an emphasis on Joseph, son of David, showing it's a royal line, showing as it's the line which would be promised to come through David. And you have Luke being the physical line, the bloodline through his mother, Mary. In both senses, he is the son of David. In both senses, he traces his line through that great king, David. There's also in verse 17, children, I don't want you to hear these atheists and get to make the 14s work. He jumped over some sinful men in the genealogies. This is not to be accounted as a mistake or some type of lie or deceit. No, this is the mind of the Holy Spirit, remembering the righteous that are covered in the blood of Jesus and those who are not. The wickedness are able to be covered over. And this is reminded in this particular division of the generations in the 14s, that it is only those covered in the blood of Jesus which will be declared innocent in him. And therefore his name is fitting, and you ought to be meditating today upon his name, Jesus. Why is he called Jesus? For he has come to save his people from their sins. Are you aware of your sins? Are you aware of your damning sins? And apart from Jesus, you have nothing. He is your everything. He is your Emmanuel. He is the God with us. His name, Joseph did in obedience call him Jesus. This is for your meditation, I hope, this day. There's some other things I wanted to mention in regard to Joseph and the fact that they were engaged, what we would call, or betrothed would be the biblical term, and that it was such a binding contract to be bound by oath to marry, that in order to break that, it had to be legally done. And that's the sense in the putting away in which is talked about here. But he did not. Because she was not with child by fornication, she was by child by the Holy Ghost, who overshadowed her and united the Son with this humanity. It's amazing to think Jesus looked like Mary. With that, let us respond to this reading with Psalm 132, selection B.